Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
God will provide a lamb. So let's see for sure. John chapter 1. Let's go to John chapter 1, 29. John chapter 1, 29. John the Baptist. John the Baptist was before Jesus. And he knew his mission. His mission was to be the forerunner, to point out that Jesus was coming to do what? Take the sins of the world. Now look at verse 29. He was teaching and preaching. Behold, somebody coming. One is greater than I. So this day, the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and says, what did John say? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Watch. John is saying, behold Jesus. What did he say? Specific language. Behold, the Lamb of who? God. The Lamb of God who will what? Take the sins of the world. That's exactly what Abraham saw. That's why he says, God will provide for himself a lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God. Not the lamb of man. Not no sheep out there. The Lamb of God. He saw that. And Isaac was no Lamb of God. None. So I'm looking at the third day. And I want you to look. Because you have to be able to see things in order to get it. Jesus says to Nicodemus, unless a man be born again, he cannot see. Kingdom of God. He can't see how nothing works. So the one big thing we know for sure, to see how God work, to see through the eyes of faith, you must be born again. The natural man can't see through the eyes of faith. No way. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. The natural man walk by sight. The spiritual man walk by faith. So he can see things. On the third day, he saw. He saw the Lamb of God. He saw Calvary. It was specific. God there, I show you, take him to a mount. We know Jesus was crucified on what? Mount Calvary. It's on a mountain. He saw it. When you see what God has for you, no one can take it from you. When you see what God has for you, no one can take it from you. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, our favorite chapter of faith. Go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 to 19. On the third day, he saw the Lamb of God up on Mount Calvary. He saw Jesus coming back. Hebrews going to tell us something. Hebrews going to explain it to us. All right? I need all of our attention up here. Now let's read it. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Watch it now. Of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. Let's read it. Concluded that God, from that, come on, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. That's what was this out. Figurative. You see that? Go on. Concluded. He saw that it was never going to be. This was just figurative. That's all. Jesus is the Lamb. God was testing him. If he truly believe him, truly love him. God was only testing him. He was only testing his commitment to him. This is the test he was going through. He was just going through a test. If he really, truly believed God himself, and if he truly living in the zone of obedience. Because everything from God is by what? Obedience. This is our test. Obedience is the test. We fail because we fail to what? Obey. We're doing it our own way. So this was the test. Okay, you love me over here, Abraham. You see I gave you the son. But let me test you if you are committed to that love that you have for me. Let me test it. You know, God will test us to see how great, how faithful we are. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, yeah. Sing it, Miss Marcy. Sing it. Oh, man, that's so easy, boy. It's okay. We're all into that. And then he said, okay, I'm going to just test this thing here. I'm going to test your worship here. Let me test if you still commit. If you still commit. If you're still going to praise me. If you still can sing when everything is going wrong. If you still can praise me when you can't see nothing. Can you still praise me? Can you still say amen? Can you still love me when everything that you look at is going another way and I have to hold on? Because sometimes he doesn't feel like God is there. God, you know the situation. I am desperate. Oh my God, leave us sometime in some desperate situation. I don't know about you, but many times I've gotten in a desperate situation. I am so in that desperate situation. Ooh, Jesus. I'm in the spot now. Like you say, your back is up against the wall. There ain't no way up. Abraham says his back wasn't up against no wall because there was a way out. He says to his son, my son, God will provide. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. God going to provide. That's the word this morning. God will provide. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. Sometimes we got to get to that place where we don't know where. If you know it's all going to happen, then it's all you. God will provide. Look at John chapter 8. Let me give you the key. Dig the seed. When you see it, you get it. When you see it, you get it. When you what? See it, you get it. You ain't getting it because you don't see it. You're not getting it because you don't see it. So when you see it, you get it. So you got to stay until you see it. That's what I want. I want to see it. John 8 and verse 56. Let's dig into this there. Boy, the word of God is so sweet. When you can see it, when the revelation of God's word, man, you feel like a giant. I'm going to go practice it. Now, here Jesus is talking. Jesus is talking to a group of people. And he's making a big time statement to back up on the third day what Abraham saw. Let's read it. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it. Oh, yeah, he better be glad. He says, your father Abraham, he's talking to these religious group of people. And he's telling them something real. Because they love Abraham. He's a father, Father Abraham. And now Jesus came on the scene. Who is this man Jesus? Yeah, you know Jesus, son of God. And then Jesus said, oh, yeah. Your father, Abraham, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it, and he was glad. Let's look at all the answers in verse 57. Then the Jew says to him, you are not 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Oh, did Abraham see you? It's impossible. And in order for Abraham to see you, you have to be what? Way older. Ha ha. We walk by and not by. So Abraham, Jesus says, Abraham saw everything here. And they said, the Jew says, it's impossible. But we know from scripture, Genesis chapter 22, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. And he was glad. Oh, he was glad. Look at the next verse. That's what he saw. He saw the Lamb of God. Jesus affirmed it that Abraham saw him. Jesus affirmed it that Abraham what? Saw him. He says, Abraham saw my days. I am the Lamb of God. They were saying he was not the Lamb of God. And Jesus said, yes, I am. Because that's why Jesus got it. Yes, I am. I am the Lamb of God. Because Abraham saw it. Your father that you believe in. And he rejoiced. He saw it. Let's read. Jesus said, surely I say to you,
for Abraham was.
I was. I am. I am the God. What are you talking about? He says, I was before the boy Abraham. Before Abraham, I am. Abraham walked by the revelation of what he sees. And that's why he could do those things. When you see it, then you can do it. When you see it. When you see it, no one can what? Convince you otherwise. Because I have what? Seen it. That's it. With your own eyes, no one can convince you. Can talk you out of it. The only time people can talk you out of something is when you don't what? See it. But when you see it, you're ready for it, man. You're ready to go. I see myself. You got to see it. If you're sick, you got to, I see myself heal. I see myself walking again if you can't walk. I see myself talking again if you can't talk. You got to see it. And doctors say, you won't talk. You say, oh, no, doctor, I will talk because I see myself talking. Doctors say, you won't walk. You say, oh, no, doctor, I will walk again because I see myself walking.
That's right.
You have to see it. We walk by faith and not by sight. We got to see that thing. If you don't see it, you can't do it. When you see it, it changes the way you talk.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
your day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.